Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Genesis 22, 1 to 14. Genesis chapter 22, the verses 1 to 14. Sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. "Abraham," God called. "Yes," he replied, "here I am." "Take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. Go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will show you." The next morning, Abraham got up early. He saddled his donkey and took two of his servants with him, along with his son Isaac. Then he chopped wood for a fire for a burnt offering and set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day of their journey, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. "Stay here with the donkey," Abraham told the servants. "The boy and I will travel a little farther. We will worship there, and then we will come right back." So Abraham placed the wood for the burnt offering on Isaac's shoulders, while he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them walked on together, Isaac turned to Abraham and said, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "We have the fire and the wood," the boy said, "but where is the sheep for the burnt offering?" "God will provide a sheep for the burnt offering, my son," Abraham answered. And they both walked on together. When they arrived at the place where God had told him to go, Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood on it. Then he tied his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham picked up the knife to kill his son as a sacrifice. At that moment, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Yes," Abraham replied, "here I am." "Don't lay a hand on the boy," the angel said. "Do not hurt him in any way, for now I know that you truly fear God. You have not withheld from me even your son, your only son." Then Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught by its horns in a thicket. So he took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering in place of his son. Abraham named the place Yahweh Yireh, which means "the Lord will provide." To this day, people still use that name as a proverb. "On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided." My theme for reflection is trusting God when the path makes no sense. Trusting God when the path makes no sense. There is something strangely familiar about following directions when we are not quite sure where they will lead. Think of those moments when your GPS calmly tells you to turn left, even though the road ahead looks narrow, uncertain, and entirely unconvincing. You hesitate, but you still follow. Sometimes faith feels like that, only far deeper, far more costly. Genesis 22, 1 to 14 brings us to one of the most difficult and profound moments in Scripture. Historically, this is the climax of Abraham's journey with God, a journey that began in Genesis 12 with a simple command, "Go." Now, years later, the same God asks for something unimaginable. "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, and offer him." Isaac is not just a son. He is the promise, the future, the visible sign that God's word would be fulfilled. To lose him would be to lose everything. And yet, Abraham rises early and goes. We are told this is a test, not because God delights in suffering, but because faith must sometimes confront our deepest attachments. Abraham's story is not about blind obedience. It is about learning to trust that God's promise is greater than our understanding. At the very moment when everything seems lost, God intervenes and provides a ram in place of Isaac. The place is named "The Lord Will Provide." I think this speaks powerfully into our lives today. In the 21st century, we are not often asked to surrender something so dramatic, but we are regularly asked to trust God in ways that feel costly. Letting go of control, releasing our plans, surrendering relationships, ambitions, or fears. Lent becomes a season where we ask, "What am I holding on to so tightly that I struggle to trust God with it?" The philosopher Soren Kierkegaard, reflecting on this very passage, wrote, "Faith is precisely the contradiction between the infinite passion of the individual's inwardness and the objective uncertainty." Abraham walks into that tension, uncertain of the outcome, yet anchored in trust. Scripture helps us interpret this moment through a wider lens. In Hebrews 11:19, we are told that Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead. His obedience was not irrational. It was rooted in a deep confidence in God's character. And in Romans 8:32, we see the greater echo of this story. "He who did not spare his own son, will he not also graciously give us all things?" Isaac is spared, but God's own son will not be. In Christ, God becomes the one who provides at the deepest cost. Now consider a simple story that might illustrate the point. A father had spent years building a business that defined his identity. When circumstances forced him to stay away, he felt as though everything he had worked for was slipping through his fingers. During Lent, he wrestled deeply with the question, "Who am I without this?" Slowly through prayer, he began to see that his worth was not in what he built, but in who he trusted. Months later, he found a new purpose, not in control, but in calling. What felt like loss became a doorway to deeper trust. This is the quiet invitation of Genesis 22:1-14. Not to glorify sacrifice, but to rediscover trust. To realize that what we place in God's hands is never truly lost. It is held, transformed, and sometimes returned in ways we could not have imagined. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what is the Isaac in your life that you find hardest to entrust to God? Number two, do you believe that God's provision is greater than your fear of loss? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take a moment of intentional surrender. Write down one area of your life you are struggling to trust God with and offer it to Him in prayer, consciously releasing control. Faithful God, you who see beyond what we can understand, teach us to trust you even when the path is unclear. In this Lenten season, help us to surrender what we hold most tightly and to believe that you are our provider. Where we feel fear, give us faith. Where we feel loss, remind us of your promise and lead us to the place where we can say with confidence, "The Lord will provide." Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.